Today is Tuesday, February 8th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I've been doing a little bit more coding on the Pride 48 bot. So for those of you who don't know, there's a bot that I wrote. It's a little bit of a pain in the butt for everyone involved because, you know, I only have so much time. It's more of a hobby thing. And so it will make mistakes occasionally and not. So what it does today is it, every time there's a new episode posted for a show, and that's any show that's listed on the Pride 48 website, so any show there that gives us an RSS feed, this bot will periodically check all the RSS feeds and see if there's a new episode. And if there's a new episode, it will do a couple of things. It will download the episode and add it to our live stream, because when there's not a live show, we play previous recordings of all of the member shows of Pride 48. So it automatically downloads those, and those automatically get added to, you know, the list and the rotation. And I don't have to do anything. They just get downloaded and automatically added. And it also tweets about them, because we used to use a service and they started charging. And I thought, you know what? I can incorporate that into this bot. And, you know, we already run our own servers and stuff like that, so it's not a big deal. But occasionally there will be an issue. And it will stop tweeting or something like that. And, you know, we're not paying for it. I'm the developer. And it's a way for me to keep my, you know, development skills as sharp as possible in case I'm ever a developer again. But anyway, it will occasionally have an error or stop or other things. And then I'm the tech support. So someone will tweet and say, I don't think Pride 48 has been tweeting. And then I have to go check it and, you know, blah, blah. So I've been doing some updates to it and, you know, refactoring the code is what we call it. And I eventually want to add some new features, but at first I've got to make some changes and make things easier for me to debug and like other things. And I'm getting into the weeds here, but it's okay. So I've been doing that on the weekend. I started working on it, and then I worked some more on it last night, and I made some good progress. But when I test it to see if it's working, I created a secret Twitter account that is just used. So I want to test the tweeting functionality, but I don't want to be tweeting to the main Pride 48 account when I'm doing my testing, because I may need to do it over and over and over again. I also, you know, the way it works is it actually talks to the Pride 48 website and says, hey, Pride 48 website, give me all the shows that you currently have registered. And then, you know, it gets that information from the website and then blah, 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 goes through all the stuff. So if a new show gets registered, the next time it'll get picked up. I don't have to do anything, which is great. But anyway, so as I'm doing this, I'm tweeting to this, you know, beta account, this, you know, test account. And I didn't think, I haven't publicized it. I haven't done anything. I didn't, you know, but I didn't lock it down because I didn't even think about it. I thought, no one's going to find that. I mean, who's going to look for this? So one of our new Pride 48 members found this, you know, found it and followed it. And I don't know if they knew about the real one or not, but they tweeted and said, you know, they direct messaged me on this, you know, test account and said, something. I can't remember what. Or I noticed they followed. I think they liked a tweet. That must be what it was. They liked a tweet. And I thought, you know what? I better tell them that this is, you know, a test account. So, because they need to follow the real account. I mean, you know, that's where we'll actually post updates for the upcoming events and like all that kind of stuff. And so if they followed the test account and they think that's, you know, they're going to get all the stuff there, then, you know, they're going to be confused. And so I direct messaged them on the account and said, hey, just to let you know, this is a test account I use for development purposes and some of the Pride 48 automated functionalities. You should follow the main Pride 48 account for real tweets. And then they responded and said, and you can't read emotion, right, in these tweets. And they responded and said, perhaps the Pride 48, the test profile, should say that with a link to the real account. Now, I read that in a very passive-aggressive, well, perhaps the Pride 48 test account, there was probably no intent, but I felt so bad. I thought, oh my God, you know, or like, you idiot, why didn't you put the link? And so I immediately went and like, I don't know how to put a link to another Twitter account in the profile. It didn't work when I did it, and I didn't have time to really research it. So I did the best I could. But then what I did is I locked it down so no one can follow it unless I approve. You know, like some people who are antisocial, like Big Fatty and other ones, lock down their Twitter account so not just anyone can follow it, and they have to approve every single follower. Anyway, I did that. So that's taken care of. So now I can do my testing, and it's not that I'm putting anything on there that I don't want people to see, but I don't want it to be confusing. Because what I don't know is, what if this person, like I said, didn't know that there was another Pride 48 Twitter account? It would be really confusing if they just keep seeing all of these automated tweets over and over and over again. Because there are other functionalities I'm going to add. For instance, I want to add the ability that when you're doing a live stream, if you type in the Discord channel a certain command and let the bot know that you're starting a live show, the bot will tweet and say, hey, so-and-so show is starting. And I mean, I would put some controls in there, like only certain people would be able to issue the command, and, you know, it would check and make sure that's an actual podcast and all that kind of stuff, you know. But so we can automate more of the stuff. And there are more features that I want to add, but I need to test all that. And so, you know, it can be confusing for people if they don't know what you're doing. Anyway, I thought that was, and I've just been playing around with it and trying to clean up the code and make some improvements so that I can fix issues faster and, you know, all that. And then I'm going to go into adding some new features. But anyway, that's the drama. There's not even really any drama. I'm sure they were saying it in a perfectly nice voice and weren't calling me stupid. That's how I felt, though. Yeah, you dumbass. Why didn't you put that in the profile? Mark's car, his check engine light came on. And so we've driven around for a couple of days with the check engine light on, and he's very proactive about things. I'm a procrastinator. If my check engine light came on, I might get to the shop a year later or something. I swear, my engine would blow up. Because that's just the way I am. I procrastinate. Mark even bought me a shirt that says I'll do it tomorrow for Christmas. So anyway, he was just right on it. He called the Buick dealership and he said, hey, check engine light's on. And so I had to leave work this morning and take him, or, you know, drive with him so that I could bring him back. And, you know, and they called him and they said, it's going to be $400. So I asked him, I said, well, what did they say the problem was? And he says, oh, I don't know. They just said to fix it, it was going to be $400 and it would be ready by closing time. I said, you don't even ask like what the problem. He's like, I wouldn't understand. Like, I don't know cars. He said, they could tell me anything. They could tell me the flim flam was messed up. He's like, I said, so they could basically completely cheat you And he said, absolutely. They could tell me it was going to cost anything and I would just pay it. Anyway, his car is going to be ready hopefully in the next half an hour. So I wanted to get this recorded because I need to take him over there so he can pay the $400 and get his car. But at least it'll be working, I guess. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.